All journalists are manipulated and all politicians lie.
Coming up on Philosophy Talk, what exactly is propaganda and why does it matter?
Why do politicians use propaganda?
In my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in, to kind of catapult the propaganda.
We live in a political world. Love don't have any place. We're living in times where men commit crimes and crime don't have a face.
Why is propaganda more effective than rational persuasion?
Isn't propaganda just a trick method to sway public opinion?
There is no war.
Of course there's a war. I'm watching it on television.
Can you ever be persuaded to the truth by the use of propaganda?
Just remember, it's not a lie if you believe it.
Our guest is Jason Stanley, author of How Propaganda Works.
Why propaganda matters. Coming up on Philosophy Talk. Welcome to Philosophy Talk, the program that questions everything.
Except your intelligence. I'm John Perry.
And I'm Ken Taylor. We're here at the studios of KALW San Francisco.
Continuing conversations that begin at Philosopher's Corner at Stanford, where Ken teaches philosophy, and I taught philosophy for 40 years.
40 memorable years.
40 John. Memorable years.
Today, we're thinking about propaganda, how it works, and why it matters.
Well, propaganda is sort of like pornography, Ken. I'm not exactly sure how to define it, but I definitely know it when I see it.
Yeah, well, but what do you think of this definition from the Merriam-Webster's dictionary? It seems pretty straightforward to me. Propaganda, ideas that are often false or exaggerated and that are spread in order to help a cause, a political leader, a government, etc.
Well, that's sort of vague and not that helpful. I mean, not every false or exaggerated statement is propaganda. If I were to exaggerate for effect, something I would never do, that wouldn't make my statement propaganda.
That's a pretty clever refutation, John.
Secondly, propaganda, I mean, often what's said is true.
Give me a for instance there. I don't get that one.
Well, say a politician speaking at a rally says in a dark and foreboding tone, "There are Muslims probably right here among us now." What he says may be literally true, but his tone and context lends his statement the feel of propaganda.
No, I'm not sure. I mean, I grant you he's expressing disapproval, maybe even fear of Muslims, but is everything that expresses fear or disapproval propaganda?
He's not just expressing his own fears and prejudices. He's trying to get his audience to think and feel in the same way. That's what makes it propaganda.
But John, I don't know. I'm still not sure. Don't we all do that? Not just politicians, but poets, priests, and even ordinary people. Don't we all use language to induce attitudes and feelings in others?
Well, yeah. But, you know, when most of us, or poets or priests, talk or write that way, we're pretty upfront about it. Priests are supposed to tell us that they're being priests and poets are being poets. Propaganda is more insidious, more indirect.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Well, it parades as one thing while doing something else entirely. It pretends to be just stating cold, hard facts while it's really trying to covertly manipulate your thoughts and emotions.
Yeah, I kind of see what you're saying, but I don't think that covers all cases. Think of Nazi propaganda. There was nothing very covert or indirect about that, was there?
Well, when the state reserves the right to bludgeon you into belief, if you don't go along willingly, their propaganda doesn't have to be very subtle and insidious. It can be upfront and in your face.
Well, yeah, you know, I think I get your point. And I actually think this explains why people tend not to take propaganda seriously. Because in an authoritarian state, the official propaganda is very often full of falsehoods, sometimes such obvious falsehoods that no reasonable person could sincerely accept or believe it. But nobody questions it because it's backed by the state's iron fist. So, you know, yeah, they think that's mere propaganda.
But you can't get away with that sort of thing in a free and open society.
Well, I think that's exactly right. But doesn't that mean that propaganda can't really exist because it can't spread where information flows freely and opinion is uncoerced? So isn't free thought, the kind of thing we have here in the good old US of A, isn't that the antidote to propaganda?
No, I mean, I don't don't, I mean, not completely. It's, I wish it were that simple, but I mean, propaganda just has to get more subtle. I mean, you look on the pages of the New York Times and you see things that look like news reports, and then you notice way up in the corner it says advertisement. And that's usually propaganda. It presents itself one way, but it's really not. Take Fox News. Fair and balanced. We report. You decide. Now, I'm not saying this is a right-wing phenomenon, but it just happens that the right wing is very good at it right now in America. Fox News is a brilliant, extraordinarily lucrative, extraordinarily effective piece of pure propaganda.
Lucrative, I get, but brilliant? Come on. Effective? Come on, John.
Millions of eager viewers tune in every single day.
That just means there's a sucker, maybe millions of suckers born every day, every minute.
Well, don't just focus on the people tuning in. Focus on how Fox News gets them to tune in.
By telling them what they want to hear, obviously. It's simple.
Well, by representing itself as doing one thing while it really doesn't do it. It represents itself as what every independent news organization really ought to be. Willing to consider all sides of a debate, devoid of partisan agenda, relentless seekers of truth wherever it leads. The antidote to the one-sided biased reporting that many people think the liberal media represents. So, fair and balanced.
But you and I know, come on, we all know. They're pretty much the opposite of that in every single respect. Everybody knows that.
Well, not to the people who tune in. They don't think they're being fed a one-sided diet of spin. They think they're getting fair and balanced diet of truth from Fox News.
Well, what's your point? I'm not quite sure of your point.
Well, if they were honest and upfront about what they were actually doing, said, hey, we're going to give you the right-wing perspective on everything, they wouldn't be nearly so successful. In a supposedly free and open society, when you can't bludgeon people into thinking and feeling what you want them to think and feel, you have to be more subtle. You have to catch them unawares. You have to seduce them with democratic-sounding ideals and then gently, well, not always so gently, lead them where you want to go. And believe me, it's not just Fox News that does this.
Gosh, John, you know, this is complicated and interesting stuff. Really amazing.
Well, to give us a close-up look at propaganda in action, we sent our roving philosophical reporter Shuka Kalantari to explore how propaganda experts use language to sway public opinion. She files this report.
It's 57 degrees outside. It's Sunday. I have brown eyes. These are all facts. There's not a lot of room for arguments or opinion. But when there is room for debate, and there usually is, propaganda is pervasive. Take poverty in America, for example. Here's Fox News' take on the issue, courtesy of The Daily Show.
America's poor are actually living the good life.
A nation of takers.
We have conditioned people to look to the government to be their answer for every problem they have and take zero responsibility.
The moocher class.
Subsidized freeloaders.
Give me these goodies. Give me a cell phone. Pay my rent.
You get the picture. According to the Fox News narrative, America's poor are a bunch of lazy leeches. But MSNBC paints a very different picture.
The Thanksgiving table for many Americans weren't bursting with turkey and trimmings this year. The new poor are finding it harder and harder to make ends meet. They're working class families turning to government assistance to put
food on the table.
MSNBC uses terms like working class families and the new poor. Fox News prefers more subtle phrases like moocher class and nation of takers. But whichever way you spin it, they're both forms of propaganda.
In reality, it's not what you say that matters, it's what people hear.
That's Frank Luntz. He's a Republican pollster and a propaganda expert. He helps politicians get what they want by teaching them how to manipulate words. For example,
the word imagine. Imagine is putting language into the eyes and the ears of the person that you're trying to reach out to. If I asked you, imagine, what it would be like if we had a government that was actually accountable and responsible and delivered measurable results, you'd imagine the kind of government that I think conservatives want to create. But you begin with the word imagine, because then it's not your words and your vision that you're communicating, it's their words and their vision.
Luntz is also the guy who came up with the term energy exploration to replace oil drilling. Drilling for oil is bad for the environment. Energy exploration sounds like something Dora the Explorer would do. Luntz talks about keywords that can sway public opinion in an online tutorial promoting his book, Win. He says the phrase, the simple truth, is a perfect way to begin and end a budget deficit debate.
The simple truth clarifies complicated issues. We know, for example, that we spend $3.7 trillion every year. We know that we take in $2.2 trillion. The simple truth is, we can't live like this. The simple truth is, we cannot continue to spend more than we take in. It destroys the country. When you use the phrase, the simple truth, you've now clarified it.
Clearly. Then there's the powerful phrase, you decide. That's a Fox News favorite.
The beginning of change or the end of capitalism. Bringing them home or giving up the fight. Path to freedom or gateway for terrorism. You decide.
You decide. It's your life. It's your health. It's your future. It's your well-being. It's your quality of life. However you want to define it, you then end with the phrase, you decide. That communicates to them that you're in control of your life, and that's one of the highest values, highest priorities that Americans have today.
These days, Frank Luntz is a master of using language to shape politics. 70 years ago, George Orwell wrote, "Political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectable, and to give an appearance of solidity to pure wind." Are Orwell's words truth or propaganda? You decide. For Philosophy Talk, I'm Shuka Kalantari.
To hear the rest of this program, head to philosophytalk.org. Thank you for listening.
And thank you for thinking.